is Dan.
Dan Rusinowski, the voice of the San Jose Sharks. He's wearing his long underwear as this trek through Canada is endless. And so are the wins for the Sharks, Dan. Tell us all about it, man.
Well, first of all, the weather report. I'm laughing right now because it's about -8 in Edmonton, -7 in Winnipeg, but it's beautiful, 20 degrees here in Vancouver.
It's hot
light
there.
Snow on the ground, just gorgeous.
Wow.
That's what it feels like when it's 20 degrees after you've gone through the, you know, the vortex of the North Pole.
Seriously, but, man.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. I mean, I sent you a text. I sent you the text about what it was like. It was 15 below zero in Edmonton. And I just remember all you told me was keep your long johns on and stay warm. And boy, you were right.
Oh, that's it, man. You got to get your electric blanket out. You got to pull out all the stops with this. Wow, what's some impressive wins for the Sharks here. What is that, 5 in a row now?
Yeah, it's 5 straight wins, and they've been playing really well. The fact that they won in Winnipeg and in Calgary especially, those are two of the better teams in the West, and the way that they won, it tells a lot about this team. A lot of people say, well, you have to have all of the pieces together if you're only going to have a chance to win. But the Sharks are without Erik Karlsson on this trip, and they've been without him for all 5 of these games. Pete DeBoer said that he wasn't sure. He thought he was pretty hopeful that Erik could rejoin the team before the end of the trip, but they had the day off yesterday, and they deserved that day off, so there was no practice. And Erik Karlsson hasn't been with the team, so I would highly doubt that he's going to show up today and play. But stranger things have happened, Joey. How about this? Back in Sharks history, I remember this story. Mario Lemieux, you remember him? He's one of the greatest players of all time. Was playing in Pittsburgh, of course. And there was this 5-game road trip that the Penguins had coming out to California, beginning in the Cow Palace against the Sharks. And basically what they said was there was a day before the game. They had a practice, and there's no Mario Lemieux. He didn't even show up. And the Penguins said, well, hey, he's probably done for the year. He's got a bad back. He's in really bad shape. He can't play, blah, 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 you know, singing the blues. Next morning of the game, at practice for Pittsburgh, all of a sudden Mario's there. And I said, wait a minute, to Paul Steigerwald, their announcer. I said, well, I thought you said he wasn't going to play the rest of the year. And he said, hey, this is news to me. He chartered a plane to fly out here from Pittsburgh, right? And I don't know what's going on. So he plays that night, and he scores a goal and 6 assists, and he has 7 points. And after the game, he gets up the next day and flies back to Pittsburgh. The team finishes the road trip. They play 4 more games, and he leads the team in scoring on the road trip. So you never know when anything can happen in this game.
Erik Karlsson could be back, man. We'll see. Of course, Dan Rusinowski going to be doing the game tonight. You can hear him here at 98.5 KFOX as the Sharks take on Vancouver tonight at 7. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I think we got pretty good luck when we play on days that we do this segment. So I'm hoping for 6 in a row tonight. We'll look forward to it.
Hey, stay warm.
You bet.